Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, October 1st. Tesla has unveiled its prototype humanoid robot. Elon Musk says that the target cost is less than $20,000. At Tesla's AI recruiting event last night, they started by unveiling what they called Bumble C, which is the first version of the bot, and it was developed with semi-off-the-shelf components and actuators. It didn't do anything really impressive on stage, but it was able to walk around and even wave at the crowd. Elon Musk said that the robot should be able to walk by itself within the next few weeks. Tesla did show some videos of a robot performing some tasks in a controlled environment to demonstrate some level of usefulness. Tesla also showcased a more complete version that was inoperable, other than being able to move its hand a little bit. On a consumer level, Musk highlighted the fact that while people have seen plenty of other robots before, he insists that Tesla's effort is different, because it is focused on developing a robot that is manufacturable in high volume. This is in opposition to the other ones that are one-off projects that we've seen in the past. The CEO reiterated previous comments about how this robot can bring, quote, fundamental change in civilization as we know it. He also said that it could virtually end poverty through improving economic output used in industry. He believes that the robot should cost less than $20,000 to make. He didn't update the timeline to production, but he previously said Tesla planned to bring it to production as soon as next year. Tesla announced an important milestone for Gigafactory Berlin, which recently produced 2,000 vehicles in a single week. Production started earlier this year in June, but the automaker would need to do better over the next 3 months if they want to achieve their existing 2022 goal of 5,000 vehicles per week. Those vehicles that they're making are being sold in Europe, and it means that Tesla has 2,000 fewer vehicles that they have to export from China or the U.S. to meet demand. This is going to greatly improve Tesla's logistics and transit for times and increasing overall production capacity. Despite our highest hopes, Toyota's leadership insists that they will be sticking with hybrids. In an interview with reporters on Thursday, Toyota CEO Akio Toyoda reiterated the automaker's strategy to keep hybrids and fuel cells in their lineup. He compared the company to a department store, which, in my opinion, is not the greatest comparison for future endeavors. Anyways, a leader also spoke on new zero-emission mandates and calls to end gas-powered vehicle sales, saying that it would be rather difficult to achieve, stating, quote, playing to win means playing with all the cards in the deck, not just a select few. So that's our strategy, and we're sticking to it. Now, this plan actually runs counter to some evidence that the automaker is planning a shift towards EV. The company had actually invested heavily in battery production, some that many believed could be more than what their hybrid designs would currently serve. We'll have to wait for the future and hope that Toyota completely comes around. After a tumultuous four-year journey, Lordstown Motors has announced that it has finally reached the start of commercial production. You may recall that following initial financial backing from General Motors and over 100,000 reported reservations in place, there was a lot to be excited about for Lordstown Motors and their EV pickup. Things started to go sour for the automaker after one of their early prototypes caught on fire, quickly followed by dropping out of the first stage of an endurance race. Then, after losing some key leadership, the company was on the hunt for deep partnership and financial backing to continue. The Chinese manufacturing conglomerate Foxconn came to the rescue, buying up the facility and committing to assist in production. And now, it has finally commenced. Lordstown announced that they have built 2 pickups so far, and they press forward to the goal of 500. Lordstown isn't out of the woods quite yet, as the first batch needs to get to customers' hands to start generating some cash. New York is introducing several new initiatives to combat climate change and protect the environment, as Governor Hochul touts EVs are the key to achieving this. By 2035, all new passenger cars, pickups, trucks, and SUVs sold in New York will be required to be zero emissions, with benchmarks along the way. The percent of new vehicle sales that need to be zero emissions will increase as the plan progresses, with 35% being required in 2026, 68% by 2030, and 100% by 2035. New York has also enacted several initiatives to help lower costs and provide accessible charging options. All right, you knew it was coming. Here is my opinion on the Tesla robot reveal. This is actually one of the few times when I got exactly what I was expecting. I was certainly not expecting the robot announcement in the first place. I was not expecting the Cybertruck, and of course, I was not expecting the four-wheeler announcement. But this time, a cobbled-together machine that can barely walk, gently waving to the crowd, that's exactly what I had in mind. Honda's famous Asimo robot has been walking and gently waving for almost 20 years. And of course, Boston Dynamics has programmed incredible human-like movement into robots for some time. For Tesla to have a bucket of bolts that is not really impressive in the least, yep, that's what I thought. But what's really impressive is actually the context. It's quite clear at this point that Honda doesn't really have any aspirations for their robot, and Boston Dynamics isn't exactly appealing to practical consumer use either. However, Elon Musk and Tesla have shown that they have the motivation, the background, and of course the money to pursue this dream until it becomes a reality. Last night's wobbly tower of actuators and heat sinks just might be the seed of something much greater. Tomorrow, we will see if the stock price is affected by the opinions of traders at large. Do they see the robot as a sprout of wonder, finally planted in rich soil? Or do they see a hunk of junk that is very far away from practicality? The way I see it, the robot is both at the same time. In today's community comment found on YouTube, most of you had similar reservations as to the efficacy of the Tesla Cybertruck trolling through water. Keith McFarlane pointed out that the vehicle is enclosed, and therefore it would be near impossible to escape from in the event of a capsize. Another thing that actually came to my mind was the weight of the vehicle. Tesla says that the exterior will be made of a stainless steel alloy, but I'm not sure if that exoskeleton replaces weight from the traditional frame found on the inside, if it would be a wash, or maybe if it would be heavier. Another thing to note is that in the event of, flooding or maybe evacuation from, a Florida hurricane, then yeah, I think the capability for a Tesla to go over some water could very well be life-saving. But will it come at the cost of dumb people's lives somewhere else? We'll have to find out. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.